Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of the podcast is presented exclusively by Hillsdale College. For over 175 years, four purposes have defined Hillsdale's mission: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Thank you for listening, and my sincere appreciation to our brothers and sisters at Hillsdale for their great sponsorship.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Levin, our number is 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. In a few minutes after the first break, we're going to have two guests. Rabbi Aaron Troy, in Ukraine, who is involved in evacuating and has informed my rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Cohen, with whom he's friends, of horrific atrocities that are taking place against the citizens of Ukraine, particularly by the Chechens. They're being slaughtered. They're being executed. They're being raped. They're being brutalized. You're not seeing this on TV. You're not even hearing much about it, but you'll hear about it firsthand in approximately 15 minutes. You know, maybe my next book should be American Fascism. You know, we wrote this book. I wrote this book. We together promoted this book, American Marxism. But there seem to be people among us, who continue to be apologists for Putin and for Russia, and continue within our own country to attack patriots who stand up to Putin, who have the guts to challenge him, despite knowing they're going to be smeared and character assassinated. Maybe it's time to write that book, American Fascism. You and I, we are constitutionalists. We believe in Americanism. We believe in these principles. For the life of me, I cannot understand anybody who loves this country, loves freedom, as any even partial understanding of our Revolutionary War. I cannot understand anybody who comes to the defense, even with their mealy-mouth excuses, of Russia, when Russia now has twice threatened nuclear war in the last 36 hours, when Russia has nuclear missiles aimed at the United States, and the apologists and appeasers for Putin, who is a mass murderer and who is an assassin, who shares none of our principles, none of our values, and none of our traditions. Nobody wants to send your kids off to war any more than anybody wanted to send your kids off to war against Hitler or Tojo or Mussolini. We have an all-volunteer military. We don't have a draft. Nobody's sending your kids off to war. That's number one. Number two, Nobody has said they want to send your kids into Ukraine. Not a single public figure that I'm aware of. So why do they keep repeating this? But the surest way for your kids to die is for us to reject our treaty obligations, reject what we see with our own two eyes and hear with our own two ears, reject support for our allies. And what can we do in this case? It is obvious that the Ukrainians want to fight, but they don't have the weapons they need to fight with. It's obvious that if we would open our oil and gas spigots the way Trump had done, go back to pre-Biden, that we would drive down the price of fuel, reduce the amount of money the Russian economy receives, and undermine the military-industrial Russian complex. But we're fighting the American Marxists, who refuse to do it. The American Marxists, with their tentacles all over the executive branch, right into the Oval Office. They would rather shut down ANWR in Alaska. They'd rather shut down federal leases on federal property, which is about 25% of the United States. They want to shut down fracking. They want to shut down pipelines because, you see, we're transitioning to something new. No, we're not. We've taken away one of the great economic tools we have that Reagan would have used, that Trump would have used. So the apologists for Putin, the American fascist, in their own way, is in alliance with the American Marxist. Neither of whom are American firsters, regardless of what they say. They're American lasters. And this is the surest way we will get a draft. And this is the surest way your kids will be drafted. If this spreads throughout Europe, if it spreads into Indochina, into the Southeast Asia, if it spreads into the Middle East, these are places where World War II were fought too, you know. Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, Southeast Asia, Indochina, and of course, Europe. These were the places that were fought over and fought in as well. This isn't about hawks versus doves. This is about prudence and common sense. This is about being wise and not being apologists for a fascist like Putin. Or a Marxist like Xi, or the Islamo-Nazis in Tehran. That's how you get your kids killed. Now, the Russians are pummeling these cities, which have no way to defend themselves. They're pummeling these cities, which have no way of defending themselves. He's targeting the citizens. Targeting the citizens. I hear precious little from our corporatists in the boardrooms in America. Precious little. I hear precious little from the National Basketball Association, the National Football League, from ESPN, and all the loudmouths who trashed our own country for the last 2 or 3 years. Nothing. And now we know. We always knew, you and this audience, because you're smart, that the communist Chinese and the fascistic Russian government were in an alliance. So much so, that Putin put off his invasion until after the Chinese Olympics at the request of Xi. How about that? And it's clear they're working together. It's clear they've been working together. I said there's a new axis of evil, ladies and gentlemen. Moscow, Beijing, and Tehran. Those are the enemies. They're on the move. They're on the move. When we come back, Rabbi Entertro in Ukraine as he escapes with others, and Rabbi Cohen. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, I have great news for you today. Hillsdale College, the college that's reaching and teaching Americans about the Constitution, is giving away free copies of this vital document, but only while supplies last. So claim your free pocket-sized Constitution right now at levinforhillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Every American should have their own copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These days, with so much of our liberty under threat, it's more critical than ever for citizens to read and understand them. My favorite school in America, Hillsdale College, is doing something. They want to give away 1 million copies of our founding documents this year. To claim yours, go to levinforhillsdale.com right now. Tell them where you'd like your pocket constitution mailed, and they'll send yours free. I want all my listeners to have one of Hillsdale's pocket constitutions. They're essential. Hurry, they've only produced a limited number. Reserve your copy at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Well, I have two rabbis with me, one rabbi in Ukraine evacuating, and another rabbi, my rabbi, Rabbi Cohen. So we'll refer to the rabbi in Ukraine, he would prefer it this way, as the rabbi in Ukraine. Rabbi in Ukraine, the reason I'm bringing you on the program is so you can tell 14.5 million Americans what's going on the ground there and the war crimes that you've seen and you've heard about while you're there, sir. Please go right ahead.
And I will start to say about where I'm now. Right now, we're currently ready for more than 35 hours trying to evacuate ourselves from this disaster humanitarian, which happened these few days in Ukraine. As I said, the war started a few days ago. And in doing this time, we tried to do to give help for people, because it's not just a regular war, which started a regular war, which people didn't. We already thought that it's going to happen, but when it started to be happen, we couldn't give any. People did not prepare themselves to get anything like food, or to get to have in Ukraine. You have to understand that there's no bombing shelters. So people came to our synagogue. Not one person, a few hundred people, close to 500 people each day. Any silence. The silence started and people were running and running all over. I saw myself a little girl. She was trying to get in with a small box of 5 fish. She wanted to, nothing should happen to their fish. And people are running there with children, with babies, with. And there was no place there. It was very, very rich and no food, nothing. And it was a real, real disaster. When you see silence going on, bombs are falling, and you don't know where it's falling, where it's coming, from where. And you don't have any idea when what is going to be happening. And the last 5-6 days when the war is starting, every day, every single day, these 500 people, we got to give them food, and some of them clothes, some of them some other help, medical help. And it's a real, real disaster because it's, sometimes there's a war which we need. There wasn't any need of this war, but I was staying for days and days to give out to people regular basis products. Because in the stores wasn't left any product, and people became a disaster that people cannot buy anything to food, any food. And if we didn't do that, they will be hungry. And I think myself that after a few days, if it's not going to be something changed, wouldn't be a situation that there wouldn't be any possible to get some products or in the food products of for anyone. And it's a really, really situation which I cannot describe. It's horrible. It's a thing which we never thought when people are coming to a war not be ready.
Mm-hmm. So these Ukrainian citizens, many of them were not ready. But that said, they're running out of food, which means there's going to be lots of disease and starvation. Have you seen any atrocities done to women or men, or have you heard of any since you've been on the ground there, even as you're trying to evacuate?
Sure. In during the war, I saw many. You can see in the streets when the Russian occupation coming to the city and becomes disaster. First of all, they can shoot anyone who goes on the street. There's no rules of a war, a real war, and not just of this. They can go, get into any stores and to do a crime. It's like a chaos. There's nothing. They went into banks, take money or to shoot just for honest people, which is nothing they may do. And if they need to get some products, mostly of the population, they cannot go out of the houses because they have been afraid. And there's sometimes in places there's no heat or there's no water, there's no electricity. You can imagine what it means for elderly people or children to live in such a situation.
Now, Rabbi, did you say that people are being shot on the street indiscriminately?
There is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There is situation which people are being shot on the street and nobody could do anything. And if you're going to do anything, they can shoot you again and they can shoot some other people. So mostly people are trying to stay at home. And if you have something to eat, so you can be home. But if you don't have, so you're starving. And people, I know we live in a bigger city, so in the small towns around us, people are calling us and begging us, please do something for us, help us to evacuate away from this horrible war. And it's impossible now. It's already many of the cities are surrounded by Russian. And also by Ukrainian, because they have defenders. So the way it looks like now, it's not bringing any good thing. And I think in a few days from today, it will come a time that's not going to be any food more. And even not just for money, it's not going to be possible to bring in more food or medicate. You know, so many people need help in different levels, hospital. People which take medication on a daily basis, they cannot get the
so the medicine. the whole system is collapsing. It's under attack. The whole civil system is collapsing. Yes, sir.
In the world, each time when there's a war, for sure that the war is not a good thing. But there's some rules which the one side and the other side are making some negotiation and become. So you can see that maybe we'll stop something. But when you hear that a little boy, Misha or Sasha, is asking their mommy, we're going to live, we're going to stay live in this war? Are we going to survive this war? And
Rabbi, we have to take a short break, unfortunately. Do not hang up, sir. We want to continue. I want to know what kind and the extent of the abuses that are taking place. Folks, I have great news for you today. Hillsdale College, the college that's reaching and teaching Americans about the Constitution, is giving away free copies of this vital document, but only while supplies last. So claim your free pocket-sized Constitution right now at levinforhillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Every American should have their own copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These days, with so much of our liberty under threat, it's more critical than ever for citizens to read and understand them. My favorite school in America, Hillsdale College, is doing something. They want to give away 1 million copies of our founding documents this year. To claim yours, go to LevinForHillsdale.com right now. Tell them where you'd like your pocket constitution mailed, and they'll send yours free. I want all my listeners to have one of Hillsdale's pocket constitutions. They're essential. Hurry, they've only produced a limited number. Reserve your copy at LevinForHillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Well, we have the rabbi in Ukraine on the phone, a Chabad rabbi, and my rabbi, a Chabad rabbi, Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen, when we spoke earlier today, and you spoke to a number of your contacts in Ukraine, you were hearing stories of pretty vile and brutal attacks against the citizenry there. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
What did you hear? What were you told?
I would be told that people in these cases, you know, that when there's a war, could happen anything. But this kind of war, and in these cities were already occupied, they coming into a city, they don't have food, so they.
Okay, Rabbi, I want to ask Rabbi Cohen what I spoke to him earlier. Right. Tell me about that.
Yes, yeah, so I was speaking to various contacts, and the Chabad network is 33 centers around Ukraine, and there's, you know, we have contact with many of them, myself personally, and you're hearing about the just the sheer lawlessness that's been going on, where you have, as the other rabbi just mentioned, no rules, and I mean, I don't know how specific you want me to get, Mark.
Well, but, get specific enough so people understand what's going on over there.
When the
let me try it this way. Let me try it this way.
Yeah.
Are people being shot randomly in the street?
I heard reports that they are, and I'll tell you even more. When the soldiers themselves that are invading, when they get desperate, when they need food, when they need a drink, well, there's nothing in the stores. There's nowhere to go. So they're turning to people's homes and people's apartments, and it's just, it is complete anarchy. It's complete chaos.
Are they abusing the women?
I've heard reports that yes.
You've heard reports that women are being abused there, correct?
I haven't heard it firsthand. I heard it secondhand, but yes.
From Ukraine?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Russian army is known to have done this. I want to speak to the rabbi in Ukraine. Have you been hearing reports of abuse of women too, Rabbi?
There is such a cases too. I cannot say that everyone and anywhere, but there is such a, definitely people are very, very scary and afraid because they is hearing that something like this happens. And you know that nobody waits until something will happen. Everybody just in the apartment closed, and they're trying to be not to go out, not to look from the windows, just to be stay safely in the home. And I all hope that it's not going to be any more worse than now, because it already became.
Vladimir Putin said the worst is yet to come, so it sounds to me like it's going to be a lot worse. The mayor of Kherson has announced that his city is now fallen. His city's been destroyed and taken over. Rabbi, you were on a harrowing long train trip, right? 36 hours. Tell us about that.
It's 36 hours, and now we are between two borders. We were trying to occupy ourselves from evacuate ourselves from Ukraine and to go out of the borders of Ukraine. It's impossible. The city, if I would do it today, the city is already locked. You cannot go not inside, not outside. It's okay that because I made it 30 hours ago, so I'll be able to get a train, which the train is, usually it takes about, it's a regular train for 2,000 people. It took over 11,000 people. I saw it myself to sit down like a sardine fish inside. And you're coming into a plane, there's like, let's say there's some different rooms. So some of them you can get a place where there's four people, like four beds. Each bed was four people. So I mean 16 person in one little tiny room. Then in the regular rooms, in the regular bases where there's regular seats, so besides the seats, people are staying, children sitting on the floor. And each stop, which is train, this train stops about 32 stops from the city we are located until Lvov at the other side of Ukraine. So each stop, many more people coming in. And you can see young ladies with children crying and begging and asking this man, let us inside, we want to walk it. And he said, there's no place, we are ready to be anywhere it could be. There's no food, you can imagine what's been a bathroom for a few hundred people, one bathroom for traveling for 24 hours. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't wish even my worst person to have such a long trip. And as for now, you have to stay near the border. You have to wait a few hours near the border, one border, then a few hours, another border. There's all kinds of borders in which is on the other side of Ukraine is busy. For instance, the biggest border is in Poland. So people are staying here for hours outside. It's cold. It's freezing. And it reminds me of something, some other days, which I never thought and I never wanted to see in my life.
You're saying reminds you of Germany during World War II. You're in this train. You've got people packed like sardines. You probably can barely breathe. The bathrooms are overloaded and overflowing. There are people at every stop. Some can get on, some can't get on. You don't have anywhere to eat. There's no shelter. It's cold. It's wintertime. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, yes. Exactly that. And if you would see, when we came to the train, you cannot get any ticket before. Calls like a record, so you don't have to pay for going to the train, but they're staying thousands of people, which form the first stop of this train, trying to get in. People are falling, people are hurting. And if you came in, you're safe. If you didn't came in, so that's it. But in the next stop, you know, sometimes even you have like a pickle jar. You're taking one pickle out, there's more place. So over there, the opposite way, used to sit with 20 children on the floor. So the next stop will be 30 children. And this is going till you're coming to Lvov. And there's many reporters, I think they saw it, what's going on. And it's I don't think in this kind of time, which we live now in the world in 2022, supposed to be such a matter of humanitarian and to have some, you know, that people wanted to just want to live what they wanted to be, live. And I want to mention one thing which is be horrible. One of the stops was near Vinnytsia. There's going through all over Ukraine. And they told us, mostly, you have to go with a dark train because they're afraid that the Russian will shoot this train. So you can imagine yourself to sit for 20 hours with no electricity. And at night, children are crying and screaming. It's bad, bad, very bad.
Unbelievable. For 36 hours, the lights are off in the train, so they don't strafe you. So they don't take the train out with 11,000 passengers in a 2,000-passenger train. And the people who didn't get out of these towns are not going to get out of these towns, are they, Rabbi?
Nobody goes out. You cannot go out. You're not allowed to go out. Even the train stops for 5 minutes, you're not allowed to.
And people who are left behind, it sounds like they're stuck. That's the way it's going to be. They're stuck in these towns.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Rabbi, are you safe now?
Right now I'm safe. I'm between two borders. Already we went out of the border of the Ukraine. As I can say, when we came to Lvov, it's like a different world. There's no silence, there's no booming, there's no shooting. You feel like you came to a normal place after such a few days, horrible few days. You're feeling another person and like you came to a normal place, a good world.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say that town on the western end of Ukraine, the people there are now preparing to be attacked as well. So we'll see what happens. But
I hope not. But who knows? With such a, I think there's a big problem that the world don't realize what is this the disaster would be. I'm not talking now about to be psychiatrist or psychiatry. I mean just to be like, as a war is going to be destroyed, and the children in the schools and the kindergartens and the if you go in the higher schools, so everything got to destroy a new place which used to be. Which started to grow up, which started to became a normal place like Ukraine. I'm not the first day. I'm already over 20 years in living in Ukraine. And mm-hmm. I saw Ukraine is going up, is getting to the west. And now in such a, in 1 week, just to raise everything, and especially for me, it was very, very hurting that there's a there's a place in Kyiv, Babi Yar, I'm sure that you know where it's located. Mm-hmm. And to destroy, almost destroy this place too, it's horrible. And not to let to any reporter to come to report from inside. Even the reporters are not safe there to report about the war. But it's, we are not talking, our agenda is not to do in any politics. We're just coming to do kindness mm-hmm. and to be to make the world better. As the Lubavitcher Rebbe told us, that you have to think always what you can benefit to do something good that your next person will do also to benefit another good person. So,
and you're part of the Chabad Rabbi movement, which is all over the world, including in Ukraine, which has a number of rabbis in Ukraine. We're now trying to evacuate as many people as they can out of that country. Rabbi, I want to wish you all the best. We will keep in touch with you. To make sure. All right, and be safe. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and we're hoping for better days.
Please, please tell everyone you come in contact with that the United States of America stands with them and that millions of people just heard your message.
Thank
you very much. And Rabbi Cohen, I want to thank you for introducing me to this rabbi in Ukraine. Let's pray for these people. And God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So you can see when Vladimir Putin says he wants to denazify Ukraine, how absurd that is. When Vladimir Putin himself has many of the instincts of Adolf Hitler. Am I offending people? Ask me if I give a damn. I don't know why people should be offended. He keeps threatening to use nuclear weapons through his mouthpiece, Lavrov. You know, if it's World War III, we might use nukes. And Biden's running scared. They won't even turn on our oil. They sanction our oil companies, not the Russians, which would make a huge difference. Huge difference. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Folks, I have great news for you today. Hillsdale College, the college that's reaching and teaching Americans about the Constitution, is giving away free copies of this vital document, but only while supplies last. So claim your free pocket-sized Constitution right now at levinforhillsdale.com, L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. Every American should have their own copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These days, with so much of our liberty under threat, it's more critical than ever for citizens to read and understand them. My favorite school in America, Hillsdale College, is doing something. They want to give away 1 million copies of our founding documents this year. To claim yours, go to levinforhillsdale.com right now. Tell them where you'd like your pocket constitution mailed, and they'll send yours free. I want all my listeners to have one of Hillsdale's pocket constitutions. They're essential. Hurry, they've only produced a limited number. Reserve your copy at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. There is There's a network of these Chabad rabbis who are really quite remarkable and brave men and women. And they are trying to save as many people as they can and defeat as many people as they can throughout the country of Ukraine. And if you'd like to help them, you can provide some support. Go to Chabad.org/Ukraine. That's C-H-A-B-A-D. Chabad, Chabad.org/Ukraine. And they will continue as long as they possibly can with their people there to provide food and medicine and basic necessities to the people in Ukraine and to help get them, in many cases, evacuated. So this is very, very important. Macron, the French president, spoke to Vladimir Putin today, and Putin said the worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come. A source said the conversation is unfortunately occasion to hear that President Putin will continue military interventions and go all the way. The call allowed the president of the republic to return to the disagreements we have with Russia, to plead for the diplomatic alternative to military operations, to tell the truth to President Putin about the way we see his war in Ukraine, but also the consequences it will have for Russia in the long term, the source said. Without making a prediction, we should expect the worst is yet to come. The French president said so yesterday as well. There's nothing in what Putin said today that should reassure us. In other words, Putin has said the worst is yet to come. Will somebody please tell me why this country refuses to provide those people with the military weaponry that they need to defend themselves? Will somebody please tell me why we're not opening our oil and natural gas spigots for the sake of the American people, but also the sake of the rest of the world, to destroy Putin's economy? I'm starting to see articles by American Marxists and American fascists. We're very concerned about what's going to happen to the people of Russia because, you know, every single Russian does not support this effort. I've never heard anything so stupid in my life. Well, unfortunately, the Russians don't get the vote, do they? Or do they? There's a war taking place. They've attacked Ukraine. Ukraine is an independent country of 44 million people. The country is being destroyed. It's being devoured. Crimes are being committed. War crimes are being committed against the people of Ukraine. And I'm supposed to worry about the Russians who do not support this war? Well, let them rise up. Let them riot. Until they overthrow Putin, I don't think we're in a position to, because all the American fascists and American Marxists say, this is none of our business. Stay out of it. Well, which is it? And as I said, I guess 2 days ago, first time I raised it, if Putin can send out assassination teams to try to take out the president of Ukraine, then the president of Ukraine should send out assassination teams to try and take out Putin. I must confess, Putin's had more practice assassinating people. But so be it. But we actually have a fusion of American Marxists and American fascists. Effectively, passively defending Putin. Now, they'll say they're not out of one side of their mouth, while effectively they are out of the other. He's the one that has nuclear warheads aimed at our cities. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Gabriel Naranja worked in national security and diplomacy. And he posted a thread on Twitter that was provided to me. And in this thread, reveals a number of things that are gravely serious, gravely troublesome. He says, number one, my former career civil servants at the State Department and National Security Council, my colleagues at the European Union, are so concerned with the concessions being made by Rob Malley. Robert Malley is the point man for negotiating with the Islamist regime in Tehran on this Iran deal, that they've allowed me to publish some details of the coming deal in the hopes that Congress will act to stop the capitulation. Because Biden is trying to get around them now. He goes on. These people have told him what's happening in Vienna is a total disaster, one warned. The entire negotiations have been filtered and essentially run by the Russians. Russian diplomat Mikhail Yulianov. The concessions and other misguided policies have led three members of the U.S. negotiating team to leave, in other words, to resign. This is a long and technical thread, he says, but here's what you should know. The deal being negotiated in Vienna is dangerous to our own national security. It is illegal. It is illegitimate. And in no way serves U.S. interests in either the short or long term. Here's why. Led by Robert Malley, that's the name, the U.S. has promised to lift sanctions on some of the regime's worst terrorists and torturers. Leading officials in the regime's weapons of mass destruction infrastructure, and is currently trying to lift sanctions on the Republican Guard itself. He said, now let's dive in. First, Biden's team is preparing to rescind the Supreme Leader's Office executive order as soon as this coming Monday. It lifts sanctions on nearly every one of the 112 people and entities sanctioned under it, even if they're sanctioned under other legal authorities. We sanctioned some of the worst people you can possibly imagine under this authority, like Moshe Rezal, who was involved in the 1994 AMIA bombing that killed 85 people in Argentina. He'll be able to live free of sanctions next week if Robert Malley proceeds. Also under this action, the U.S. will lift sanctions on the Republican Guard Brigadier General Hussein Dengen, who led the guard forces in Lebanon and Syria when Hezbollah bombed the Marine compound in Beirut and killed 241 of our Marines in 1983. Who else? Ali Akbar Velayeh, a senior advisor to the Supreme Leader Khomeini, who was charged in Argentina for a homicide for the 1994 AMIA bombing and is one of the ideological masterminds behind that attack. He's also helped prop up Assad's brutality in Syria. This would also lift sanctions on Khomeini's personal slush funds, known as banyads, including Aston Quds Razvi and execution of Imam of Khomeini's order, which confiscated houses and billions of dollars from political dissidents and religious minorities to enrich Khomeini and his goons. Sanctions also to be lifted on Banyard Mortafin, a massive conglomerate that systematically confiscated property from Jews and Baha'is after 1979. It is enmeshed with the Republican Guard and is a corruption network used to enrich top Iranian terrorists. It's important to note that the Supreme Leader's Office executive order was not at all related to Iran's nuclear program. And the removal of these sanctions under a so-called nuclear deal is a ridiculous farce. The State Department's lawyers know better, but were forced into this by Malley. Now, ladies and gentlemen, part of the problem here, of course, is that the media are fixated on Israel and what Israel is supposed to do. But the Biden administration is about to pull this through the back door. Congress, under federal law, is supposed to be able to review it and vote on it. And Congress, under the United States Constitution, has to approve a treaty, actually the Senate, by a supermajority. That will not happen. That will not happen. Robert Malley is a phony and a fraud and a fink. He is a capitulator and an appeaser. And so the Iranians are going to have a better deal than they had before. The Iranians are going to have a better deal than they had before. Biden is about to blow up the Middle East, as he's blown up so many other parts of the world. He's going to blow up the Middle East. Where's Schumer? An American with Jewish ancestry and heritage? A Jew? How come he's not speaking up? Because, as my wife likes to say, and Norman Podhoretz likes to say, these leftists are leftists first. That's their faith. That's who they are, particularly the Democrats. What will Mediaite say about this, or Media Matters? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely. I see my comments the other night, Mr. Producer, all over the place. Wow. They must have been compelling. I don't know. They're all over the place. So weird. Putin's foreign minister, meantime, Sergei Lavrov, that slob's been around forever, likens the United States to Nazi Germany. This is why the American fascists love him, I guess. He repeats warnings that World War III can only be nuclear in his latest TV rant. Well, I think Putin and Lavrov are cowards. I don't think they want to go down with the ship. I don't think they want to be the guys riding the bomb on Failsafe. Remember that book? Remember that movie, Mr. Producer? I don't think they want to do that, being the cowards they are. And Lavrov accused the West of fixating on his threats of nuclear warfare. He said Russia will not allow any provocations to throw us off course. And we had the American fascists, among others, Putin's Moscow Rose types, if you will, out there giving him cover for all intents and purposes. So now we've gone from peace deals never thought possible under Trump in the Middle East to the empowerment of the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran. Oh, and by the way, the plan, as I told you yesterday, was to give the Islamo-Nazi regime, on top of all the rest, $11 billion for two hostages through another country. How many questions have been asked about this at the latest White House press briefing? How many Democrat members of Congress are demanding answers? Where's Dizzy Cheney? Where's Dizzy Cheney? Is she around? Oh, yes, she and her comrades on the January 6th committee are now accusing Donald Trump of criminal conduct. Tell me, is that the job of the House of Representatives to accuse anybody of criminal conduct? I actually believe the House of Representatives under Nancy Eva Pelosi and this committee under Dizzy Cheney would fit perfectly well in Putin's Russia. They believe in the same so-called justice system, the same lack of due process, going after your political enemies and trying to smear them and ruin them. These are sick bastards. Absolutely sick bastards. And they do remind me of Putin and his staff and his inner circle, the oligarchs of politics. Much more. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does and a little over half of the cost, and I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. People are perplexed, it appears, on why this Russian convoy is sitting there, Mr. Producer. And I'm perplexed why they're perplexed. The Russian convoy is sitting there, ladies and gentlemen, because for the most part, it's not under attack. Because the Ukrainians don't have the weapons they need. Now, it's been under attack. Earlier, the Russians were under attack. But the convoy is clearly not being strafed. The MiG-29s that were promised to Ukraine never showed up for some reason. Maybe the American fascists and the American Marxists had some influence on the Oval Office and the so-called commander-in-chief. So why wouldn't it sit there? It's waiting for the forces in the south and the east to coalesce. Because to take Kiev is no small task. It's a city of 4 million people. It's bigger than our second biggest city. We only have one city bigger than Kiev in this country. It's called New York City. It's got more people than LA. It's got more people than Chicago. It's got more people than Houston and so forth and so on. It is a major metropolitan city. And so we talk about it like, Putin, he's really bogged down and so forth. They may have been bogged down. The Ukrainian army has fought like hell, beautifully, strongly, to save their country and their families. And Russia's made a number of mistakes. But they're not going away. And so the reason why Zelensky's pleading for U.S. air support is because there they sit there in a 40-mile caravan without the ability to hit them. Can you imagine if our A-10s with those massive 50-millimeter guns, Mr. Producer, were strafing them? The warthogs that the tanks fear the most, these are tank killers. But there aren't any. They just had one or two or three. Or the MiG-29s that they were promised that they didn't get. Now, what Putin is saying and his lapdog, Lavrov, are saying is that we're the Nazis, the Ukrainians are the Nazis. Isn't that remarkable? The killers calling us Nazis. Not unlike, really, Black Lives Matter and Antifa and half the media, Mr. Producer. I guess they got wind of this white supremacist, white dominant society stuff, and they figured, well, if it works for the American Marxist movement in America, and if the media will regurgitate it, why shouldn't they? Here's President Zelensky today at a press conference, a tremendous, iconic figure in my view, man of an enormous courage. Cut one, go.
You are leaving people without food. You are leaving us without medication. You are shelling evacuation routes. There is no weapon you wouldn't use against us, against free citizens of Ukraine. And now you go out and tell your propagandists that you are going to send so-called humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Please remember, you godless people, when people curse you, you have nowhere to hide. We don't have nuclear arms, we don't have oil and gas to fill the world with, but we have our people, we have our land, and for us, that is our gold. That's what we're fighting for. We have nothing to lose other than our freedom, our dignity. This is our greatest treasure. And if anybody thinks that having come through this, we somehow, Ukrainians, will be scared and will give up, he knows nothing about us. He knows nothing about Ukraine. He has nothing to do here. He has nothing to do among us. He is an alien. Go home.
Cut two. Go.
Our military defend our country because our country is special. And our people are very special, and I wouldn't want them to be destroyed. I would like all of them to remain alive, not just in history. I would not want the history of Ukraine as a legend about 300 Spartan men. I don't want this. I want peace. I want this peace to be in my country. We're on our land, and we're ready to, for anything.
And cut three, go.
And that's why we want to introduce shutting of the Ukrainian sky, because our people are dying from the territory of Belarus and Russia. These rockets are launched, bombs, helicopters, the bombers, drones. I appealed to shut the sky to Biden.
And
Scholz, I think Macron, why I'm saying I think, because 20, 30 international calls I make every day. I do it every day. And I said, if you cannot shut the sky now, then now give us the timeline. When will you do it? If you now cannot provide the timeline, tell us how many people have to die, how many legs, limbs have to fly away from people's bodies. So you hear us. How many people will count and will wait until that moment where you feel comfortable? If you cannot provide that timeline, it's the same as happened with sanctions, how to introduce those preventive sanctions. They will not...
Well, my suspicion, Mr. Producer, in America was correct. Tonight on the news, the line coming out from the administration and its surrogates, including American Marxists and American fascists, is that to allow the Ukrainian pilots to fly NATO jets might cause Putin to attack NATO countries. That's not exactly what had been discussed the other day. It was these countries on their own providing not NATO-related jets, but the MiG-29s that these Eastern European countries have when they were under the Iron Curtain. And all of a sudden it stopped. And I have a suspicion that Biden and Blinken and these other clowns. I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless, because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does, and a little over half of the cost, and I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast.
Yes, it's true that Mark Levin is the fastest growing radio show in America. The Mark Levin Show is on at 877-381-3811.
If your military is using cluster bombs and vacuum bombs against the citizens of another country, which have almost 100% possibility of slaughtering people randomly, if you're shooting missiles into hospitals and schools, you're shooting missiles into apartment buildings, you're dropping bombs on these cities morning, noon, and night, they're not threatening your country, they're not firing a thing into your country. If you're sending Chechen hit squads in, and you're sending others in who are, among other things, abusing the women, the Ukrainian women. I just looked up what a war crime is. That fits the definition of a war crime. Here's Joe Biden when he's asked that Putin is committing war crimes. Cut four, go.
Do you think that there's a...
Do you believe Russia is committing war crimes?
We are following it very closely. It's early to say that.
Why is intentionally targeting civilian areas? There are over 2,000 civilian deaths.
There they are.
So Putin hears this. First of all, he's laughing at the incoherence of this babbling buffoon. But in addition to that, he says it's too early to say if they're committing war crimes. And he says it's clear they are targeting civilians. Cut five, go.
In the State of the Union address, I announced that the Department of Justice is going after the crimes of Russian oligarchs. The Attorney General spoke to that earlier. And who line their pockets with Russian people's money.
Okay, that's not going to save a single Ukrainian, as I've said before. Not one. I don't have a problem with this, but to announce this in lieu of providing him with the weapons they need is outrageous. And on that very point, Ukrainian President Zelensky had the following to say about the failure to provide his country with the weaponry it needed before it was attacked. He said this today under questioning. Go ahead.
You spoke this week with President Biden. How would you describe your conversations with the U.S. leader? And do you believe the Americans waited too long to give Ukraine the support you need to push back this Russian offensive?
We have good contact. I can tell the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation to him and to his team.
Mm-hmm. But they needed the weapons earlier. And that was Trey Yinks, by the way. Sorry. Fox. Fox has very, very good reporting going on in theater there, as a matter of fact. So Biden, it's not clear yet. It's too early whether war crimes are being committed. Really? And then he goes ahead and agrees that they are. Cut five, go.
In the State of the Union address, I announced that the Department of Justice is going after the crimes of Russian oligarchs. The Attorney General spoke to that earlier. And who line their pockets with Russian people's money. And while Ukraine and the people are hiding in subway from missiles that are being fired indiscriminately in Russian cities.
William Taylor, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, on CNN. Well, what do you make of this Putin saying, you know, bringing up nuclear weapons? Cut seven, go.
You've heard the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, say any third world war will be nuclear and it will be destructive. So yet another nuclear threat that is being bandied about either by Putin or one of his, top officials. Do you take these threats seriously?
Brianna, you have to take seriously those kind of threats. However, I don't believe that either Mr. Lavrov or, more importantly, there's only one decision maker, as we know, Mr. Putin. I don't believe Mr. Putin is suicidal. I don't believe he would commit suicide in this effort. Nuclear weapons have no place, no place in the world, certainly no place in this conflict. I don't believe that this is performance. This is what they're trying to rattle. They're trying to intimidate.
But it works. It works with the American media. It works with the American Marxists and the American fascists. It works because they then start regurgitating what Putin says, don't they, Mr. Medusa? Putin said and Lavrov said, is that what you want? You want a nuclear war? You want your kids involved in a nuclear war? The idiocy knows no bounds, and yet it is abundant. It is abundant. I don't know. Do you want a nuclear war? I don't know anybody wants a nuclear war. Do you, ladies and gentlemen? But you've got to create deterrence. You got to create fear and respect. That's what you've got to do. And yet, when you keep buckling, you don't do that. And they're not only watching our enemies, the axis of evil, what's going on in Ukraine now, they're watching what's going on with Iran. That the Biden administration is going to pay tens of billions of dollars to the corrupt Islamo-Nazi regime in Iran, so it can complete its ICBM with nuclear warheads project. In which case, all bets are off. How do we put that Islamo-Nazi back in the bottle? How do we do that? You can't. You can't. And I don't hear a lot of talking about this. I hear no talking about this in the major media, even in friendly media. I hear nothing. And that Biden would have to violate federal law, let alone the Constitution, but federal law in order to institute this policy, not even going to Congress. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is not only doing that, the Russians are negotiating with the Iranians on our behalf, now, as I speak. As I speak. If you wanted to destroy America, you'd install somebody like Joe Biden. You would install the people who are advising him. You would install Nancy Pelosi as the speaker. You would install Chuck Schumer as the Senate Democrat leader. You would install Liz Cheney as a mouthpiece on a committee that has as its purpose to sabotage her own party. You would install the Pravda media that is the American media. If you wanted to destroy America, this is exactly how you do it. Isn't it? Yes, this is how you would do it. We now have dependence on foreign oil, including oil from Russia. The insanity is just unbelievable. It's so nuts that even Nancy Pelosi agrees with me. Cut eight, go.
Speaker, there's been a push by some Democrats to ban the import of Russian oil. And I believe that Senators Manchin and Murkowski are going to put forth a bill on that today. Where do you stand?
I'm all for that. Ban it.
Ban the oil.
Ban the oil come from Russia. Yep.
Wow. She's half right, of course, but she doesn't support drilling our own oil. She supports sanctioning our own oil. Do you know if Vladimir Putin could, he would have put in place the same sanctions Biden did on our oil companies? Go ahead, steal that one back, benchers. But it's true. So Jen Psaki, a true know-nothing, an idiot, the spokes-idiot for the idiot, has a back-and-forth with an excellent reporter, Jackie Heinrich. Have you noticed, Mr. Producer, how I praise so many of my colleagues? And that doesn't get a single write-up. Have you noticed that? Colleagues in cable, colleagues in radio, colleagues in publishing. I should mention colleagues at our digital TV network, Blaze TV and Mark Levin TV. Fantastic people. But Johnny Dollar doesn't print that. Mediaite doesn't print that. Media Matters doesn't print that. Oh, my goodness. Jen Psaki. Just listen to what this idiot has to say. Cut nine, go.
On gas, you just said that, you know, less supply raises prices. It's not in our strategic interest to reduce the supply. Yeah. We also know, you know, the president as recently as yesterday talked about increasing domestic manufacturing to bring down prices on inflated items like goods. So why not apply the same logic to energy and increase domestic production here?
Well, there are 9,000 approved oil leases that the oil companies are not tapping into currently. So I would ask them that question.
Is there nothing that the administration can do to get those?
All right, whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, 9,000 approved oil leases. Let me explain something as a former deputy solicitor of the United States Department of Interior that was involved in such things. The issue isn't just approving oil leases. It can take up to 2 years to get rigs in these places. Most of them, certainly many of them, are in the middle of the wilderness. You got to get people out there. You got to get resources out there. You got to build an infrastructure, so forth and so on. So to say, what about the 9,000 leases? Now, we know that they've shut down active oil drilling. They've shut down actual oil drilling on leases that have been leased by the federal government. We know that for a fact. We have half as many oil rigs working today as we had when Donald Trump was president in his last year. That is a fact. So she says, ask the oil companies. Well, go ahead and ask them. She's being glib. She doesn't have to sweat. She's fine. But people are fighting and dying. People are losing their jobs. We're subsidizing the Russian war machine. And this is the glib answer that she gets, that you get. Go ahead.
Pre-pandemic levels.
Do you think the oil companies don't have enough money to drill on the places that have been pre-approved?
So now it's the oil companies' fault. The oil companies that want to drill... The oil companies that are the enemy of the climate change fanatics and degrowthers, they say, let's tack big meat when the meat prices go up. Now it's the oil companies that aren't producing, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
I would point that question to them, and we can talk about it more tomorrow when you learn more.
Do you think that opening the Keystone Pipeline and having more energy-friendly policies might do that?
The Keystone Pipeline has never been operational. It would take years.
Yes, but Anwar was. You shut down Anwar. And it's amazing. The Keystone Pipeline has never been operational, but they had to get licenses to build it. And you took the licenses away. This is my point. Well, they got 9,000 leases, you know. That's like saying 10 years ago, you got a lease to build the Keystone Pipeline. You can't get it done in time. But what about where the rigs were actually producing? Are you going to open those? Yes or no, genius? Go ahead.
The impact. I know a number of members of Congress have suggested that, but that is a proposed solution that has no relationship or would have no impact on what the problem is. We here all agree is an issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see, opening our spigots for oil and natural gas would have no impact at all. That's right. The fact that you see the price of gasoline going through the roof even before the Russian fascists invaded the Ukrainian Democrats and their country, even before that. That had nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies. No, 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 you don't understand. This woman lies through her teeth. This woman, she could work for Putin, I think. She'd be a good spokesman for Putin, don't you think, Mr. Producer? I really think she would. She lies right through her teeth. Go ahead.
That those years where it would, you know, take to bring down prices, as you're saying, we should just continue to buy Russian oil?
Well, again, Jackie, I think you're familiar with a number of steps we've taken, a historic release from the strategic petroleum.
Actually, Jackie, you've asked very good penetrating questions. This woman is going to lie and lie and lie. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I've been telling you folks for a long time, if you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're simply paying too much for wireless because Pure Talk gives you the same exact great 5G coverage for a fraction of the cost. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Christopher from Grand Forks, North Dakota has to say. Said, I used to be a Verizon customer before switching to Pure Talk, and I absolutely love it. Pure Talk has the same great service that Verizon does and a little over half of the cost, and I got to keep my phone. Thank you for being such a great company. Folks, you should join me and make the switch. Right now, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then this month, enter promo code Levin Podcast, that's L-E-V-I-N Podcast, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Levin Podcast. The Russians are attacking outside of, if not directly, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, which happens to be in Ukraine. The reports of explosions and gunfire, Ukrainian minister has declared that the Russians need to stop, that a fire has broken out, that they need to send in their fire services to put out the fire, and that if this plant blows up, it'll be 10 times worse than Chernobyl. So for those ostriches out there of the American Marxist or fascist kind, what do you say? What should we do? Why is it any of our business? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. No big deal. Biden's about to hand nuclear warheads to the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran. No big deal. Communist China is the worst of the bunch. No big deal. Really? Where are we going to hide? And now we're seeing some real video of what's happening to these cities. These cities are being leveled. These cities look like Dresden after the British firebombed Dresden. That's what they're looking like now. They're destroying every aspect of this country. This is a real country. This is a real country with real cities, with real people. They are just hammering away. Because very little can stop them because they weren't given the weapons that, quite God, they know they needed. I'll be right back. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion-dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Now the war from within. Ellie Mistel is a so-called justice correspondent for The Nation, which is a radical left rag, always has been, always will be. In my view, is always rooted against the United States. She was on PIX 11, PIX News, New York, today. And I want you to listen to this, because I don't think she's alone. Cut 14, go.
Now, in your book, Allow Me to Retort, you reframe politics and the Constitution by kind of breaking down how it all impacts voting rights, like you mentioned, LGBTQ rights, abortion rights. The list, as you know, goes on and on. So are you arguing that the Constitution needs to be scrapped altogether?
Sure, but I don't think that's going to happen. Like, yeah. like, if we could throw that out and start over with a new document that was more inclusive of everybody, that was written by everybody, at no point have Black people, brown people, or women had a say in actually writing the Constitution or the amendments to that Constitution. If we could throw that out and have a delegation of all Americans to write a new one, I would be all for that. Okay. That's what they did in South Africa. You know, when they got rid of apartheid, they didn't like tax some amendments onto their apartheid constitution. They threw their apartheid constitution out and they started over.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen here. And so instead of that, what I'm really advocating for is that we interpret our constitution so that we extend justice and fairness and equality to all, as opposed to whatever the heck we do now.
Mr. Producer, make sure you mark this audio for the future. This is exactly what I've been saying my entire life, that these people on the left want to destroy our republic. They want to destroy our Constitution. Now, they can give whatever reason they want. Doesn't really matter to me. The fact is, that's what they're about. Obviously, Ellie or Eli is a male, but then again, we don't focus on genitalia. But this is a serious matter. Sure, we should throw it up because we need to be more inclusive. You look at the Bill of Rights, pretty inclusive. You look at the Constitution, it's totally inclusive. It even abolishes the importation of slaves at a given year and date. It even punishes the South for not treating slaves as people when it comes to the apportionment of seats. It provides for two amendment processes where everyone can participate. We even have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments adopted by the states, which outlaws slavery and confers citizenship on former slaves. So much good has come out of this Constitution. So much good. Should the Constitution change every 10 or 20 or 50 years when the demographics change, Mr. Producer? How many people should show up at this convention based on race and all the rest of it? How many? The amazing thing is, those of us who support convention of states, we don't talk about throwing out the Constitution. We talk about a convention of states, as Article 5 talks about. That's required by 34 state legislatures, and 38 state legislatures have to adopt the amendments that are proposed. But they don't believe in that. And so he's saying our fallback position is what? To reinterpret the Constitution, right? So that's why Sacco and Vanzetti on conservative radio and others need to start paying attention to the people who hate this country. This is why we cannot give up any battle, let alone every battle. Whether you think it's hopeless or not, these are teaching moments. These are moments to get good at battling the left. They don't give up on anything. There was no doubt Kavanaugh would be a Supreme Court justice, but they didn't care. And we're not even saying create smears and lies about this nominee, Jackson. We're saying just expose her record, which is enormously radical. Incredibly radical. So you fight it. Because she, honest to God, she doesn't believe in the Constitution either. Not as written. She's not an originalist. She's not a constitutionalist. She's a Joe Biden hack. And Joe Biden is neither a originalist or constitutionalist either. But I've been trying to explain time and again, the Democrat Party and their surrogates and these radicals on the left, they do not support the Constitution. They want to pack the court. They want to destroy separation of powers. They want centralized power. They want to advance their agenda by hook or by crook. They do not appreciate the liberty that we have in this country. They do not appreciate this country. Period. And this is who they are. This is who they are. No question about it. Now, I want to point out another thing. We have this committee now, this January 6th committee, operating in secret, subpoenaing people, conducting depositions in secret, making public that which it chooses to cherry pick and leak. New York Times headline, January 6th committee lays out potential criminal charges against Trump. Now, I want you to think about this. Doesn't this sound like Putin? CNN, Trump and right-wing lawyer were part of criminal conspiracy to overturn 2020 election. New York Times isn't done. Panel suggests Trump knew he lost the election, eyeing criminal case. NBC News, January 6th panel argues Trump was involved in criminal conspiracy to overturn election. Politico, January 6th committee says Trump violated multiple laws in effort to overturn election. ABC News, January 6th committee, evidence Trump engaged in criminal conspiracy may have broken laws. Newsweek, Donald Trump could face criminal charges after explosive John Eastman emails revealed. Washington Post, analysis, understanding the criminal allegations the January 6th committee is constructing against Trump. CNBC, U.S. Capitol riot panel says Trump may have engaged in a criminal conspiracy. Axios, January 6th panel alleges Trump may have engaged in criminal conspiracy, quote unquote, to overturn the election. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nancy Eva Pelosi stretch. As a hateful, vile, evil fascist. And I hope that appears everywhere on the internet. It's not the first time I've called her a fascist. Certainly won't be the last time. And she has her fascistic committee appointed of sycophants. And these sycophants are doing her dirty work. And Liz Cheney, who has always hated Trump, and Adam Kinzinger has always hated Trump. This is the kind of a panel Joseph Stalin would be proud of. There's nobody who's objective or independent. These are political hacks trying to take out a pound of flesh on the prior president who's now a private citizen. And for them to make allegations of criminality without the criminal processes in place, I think even legal analysts like Andy McCarthy over there, my buddy at National Review, would find this rather appalling, and he's no Trump fan. Jonathan Turley, for sure. Jonathan Turley, a Democrat, thought of as a liberal. I think he's more of a civil libertarian. I'm sure he would find this appalling, too. So would Alan Dershowitz. I certainly do. To keep smearing this man this way? There's no opposing counsel in any of these depositions. Nobody challenging what they're doing. We already saw that shiftless Adam Schiff was manipulating data, which should have caused him to lose his law degree. And here, on that subject, I have a document from the Southern California News Group, Terry Sfazorza. Trump lawyer John Eastman's law license in California may be in jeopardy. Say what? Former Chapman University professor, who was also the dean, is under investigation, state bar confirms. For what? Former Chapman University Law School Dean John Eastman, who urged Vice President Mike Pence to not count electoral votes from states Joe Biden narrowly won so that Donald Trump might remain president. That is really an incredible run-on sentence that is so grotesque. Has been under investigation since September by the State Bar of California. So he's under investigation. Rudy Giuliani's under investigation. Sidney Powell's under investigation. The bar's investigation announced Tuesday, March 1, focuses on whether Eastman, quote, engaged in conduct in violation of California law and ethics rules governing attorneys following in and in relation to the November 2020 presidential election. To my knowledge, Mark Elias is not under any similar investigation by the Washington, D.C. bar. A number of individuals and entities have brought to the state bar's attention press reports, court filings, and other public documents detailing Mr. Eastman's conduct. By the way, you can do this too, to any lawyer, if you think you have grounds to do so. Said that Barr's chief trial counsel, George Cardin, in a prepared statement, "We want to thank those who took the time to bring to our attention this information, which serves as the starting point for our investigation." So in other words, people have been insisting, requesting, clipping newspaper articles and other things in letters to the State Bar in California, which it is using now, to determine whether John Eastman should keep his law degree. Eastman did not return a request for comment, but attorney Randall Miller said, this is an emailed statement, "Dr. Eastman, a nationally recognized constitutional attorney and scholar," and he is, "represented former President Trump in several election challenges. As was his duty as an attorney, Eastman zealously represented his client, comprehensively exploring legal and constitutional means to advance his client's interests. Subsequent to that representation, he also sought to protect his client's privileged communications at every peril to himself, as his ethical obligation under the California Rules of Professional Conduct and California Business and Professional Code require. Dr. Eastman expects the bar's investigation into these matters will fully exonerate him from any charges." Don't be so fast there. We know how these independent and objective judges and ethics investigations go, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? Eastman's fundraising site also asserts he's been subpoenaed by the hyper-partisan January 6th committee in the House of Representatives, quote-unquote, which is targeting anyone involved in election integrity. Oh, yes. That's true. Who did I see they just subpoenaed today, Mr. Producer? I don't have it in front of me. Let's look it up real fast. Oh, yeah. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Is there anybody in Trump's circle or related to Trump's circle or engaged to Trump's circle who had breakfast, lunch, or dinner with anyone in Trump's circle who hasn't been subpoenaed? I believe they even went after Sean Hannity there for a period of time, didn't they, Mr. Producer? Except they realized they might have a First Amendment problem. Might have a First Amendment problem. And then they selectively leaked some of his texts, which is unconstitutional. But hey, this House under Pelosi, this committee is disgusting. They are disgusting. And my fear is it's all going to be pushed to this attorney general who has targeted Republican legislatures, who has targeted Republican decisions on congressional districts, not Democrats, who has targeted parents at school board meetings. He is a louse. His whole Department of Justice is filled with comrades. It is appalling. And this is what's taking place in our country, the war within. It's a two-front war. The war against the access of evil, where so far we're not really involved. And of course, the war against our system of government and our freedoms. So lawyers are not supposed to zealously represent their clients. And the Constitution is unambiguous about what a president of the Senate, or in this case, the vice president of the United States, is supposed to do when he has information, or there's certainly public information about problems or issues related to electors. And that's the basis for yanking law licenses, and that's the basis for criminal charges? These are sick bastards. These are the Stalinist Vladimir Putin wing of the Democrat and the Republican parties. These are the American Marxists and the American fascists. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code LEVIN, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. That's FastGrowingTrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit FastGrowingTrees.com for details. Biden wants to send $10 billion in aid to the Ukrainians. I have an idea. Why don't you send $10 billion in arms, you dumb bastard? And that's what you are. Unbelievable what he's doing to our country, what he's doing to all these countries. Ukraine, soon to be Israel, soon to be Taiwan. I mean, come on, folks. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. He was handed a world largely at peace, not completely. We know about Afghanistan and so forth. He royally destroyed the withdrawal from Afghanistan, surrendered, humiliated us, got our enemies to thinking. The Chinese laugh at him. They're poised to attack Taiwan, which isn't in NATO, by the way. Look what's going on in Ukraine now. The Russians have actually shelled a nuclear power plant. Oh, the poor Russians. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did we offend? Did we offend Vladimir Putin? Oh, I'm so sorry. He is shelling a nuclear power plant. That dumb bastard. Weak leadership here. Weak leadership in Israel. A nut job in Russia. A nut job in China. The Islamo-Nazi nut jobs in Tehran. And the media wanted to get rid of Trump. Well, this Trump is really, there's something, he's screwed. Trump's going to create a war, commit a war. Oh, really? What war did he create? Now they're still trying to chase him down. They want to criminally charge him and put him in prison. They're working on it in New York State. They've been working on it in New York City. They're working on it in the halls of Congress. Have you ever seen anything like this? Putin doesn't even do this. What is it? It's unbelievable. I mean, Joe Biden should have been impeached a dozen times by now. Open borders. Now he wants to do this Iran deal in violation of federal law. Where the hell are the Republicans? Where are they? Mitch McConnell, what a disaster. And they line up right behind him. Did you see him talking the other day, Mr. Producer? How does this guy get elected to anything? How does this guy get elected to anything? Money, special interests, the corporatists. That's how he gets elected. And then he uses that money to squelch any opposition. That's what he does. People say, Mark, aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? Putin? No. McConnell? No. This one? No, I'm not. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin, the voice the liberals want to silence. But you can talk to Mark at 877-381-3811.
Is there anybody with two brain cells to rub together who still believes what takes place in Ukraine is none of our business and has no effect on us? When the Russians are reportedly, according to the Fox News channel, shelling or have shelled the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, which is now leaking radiation, which the Ukrainian minister said that if it blows, it'll be 10 times worse than Chernobyl. Now what? Now what? Should we dig that hole a little deeper to put our heads into, Mr. Producer? I mean, I want you to think about this. This is what happens. Unexpected things happen. Horrific things happen. That's why it matters to us. Here's a piece of good news. Over at Right Scoop, Governor Ron DeSantis has just given an update on First Lady Casey DeSantis's situation and says after both treatments and surgery, she is now cancer-free, which is great news. And the governor says she still has more to do, but he believes now she'll make a full recovery. The First Lady retweeted the governor's news and said, "There are no words to express how truly blessed, grateful, and humbled I am to hear the words cancer-free. To those who are in the fight, know there is hope, have faith, and stay strong." God bless them. They are good friends of the family. They're lit, just fantastic human beings and tremendous leaders. The mayor of Chicago, another downer, I'm sorry, she said she has the biggest blank in Chicago, Mr. Producer. Did you read this? And she started trashing Italians. Ladies and gentlemen, she said she is the biggest D in Chicago, and then she trashes Italians. Now, I actually believe she may. I actually believe she may. You never know. What an embarrassment. What a complete fraud, fool, phony. What a reprobate. Just disgusting. She's a pretty cocky mayor, wouldn't you say, Mr. Producer? I would say so. But she says she is the biggest D in Chicago. I don't think she would in Florida. I'm just saying. I don't know for sure what her situation is, to be honest. Let's see. Oh, Sheila Jackson Lee. I want to congratulate the people who vote her in time and time again. She provides us with some hilarity. Unfortunately, she's a lousy vote, but she provides us with some hilarity. And you believe she was a state judge at one point? It's amazing. But she gets angry because a witness activist, Asra Nomani, is at a hearing today on critical race theory, and she's videotaping her on her iPhone. Now, you can't do that. You're dealing with Sheila Jackson Lee. Cut 15. Go.
We are problem solvers. We are grateful that the courts have responded to perceived discrimination. But in any event, what I would clearly say, and you need to put down your camera, please. You need to put down your camera. You need to put down your camera. It's a... I understand that, but I need the witness.
Why do I have to put down my camera?
Because I'm already on video, so I don't need to be on yours. Is that
a committee? I mean, this is free speech.
There's not a rule on
it. Somebody's whispering in her ear because she's too much of a moron to ask herself. There's no rule on it. Hey, pal, this is a perfect First Amendment issue. Perfect. It's the government right there. The first branch of government, the legislature, we call it the House of Representatives, a committee hearing. And she's holding up her camera, her video. One Congress idiot doesn't have the power to prevent her. We don't have a rule on this. We don't have a rule on this. I don't know what to do. Go ahead.
Choose not to be respectful, and so I will allow you to continue on. Thank you so very much. But in any event, I believe that this hearing deals with the impact of discrimination on the groups who have suffered discrimination in such a large way. And so I'd like to make sure that we are focused on that. I'm disappointed that CRT has been politicized to attack people who simply want to ensure that our children have an opportunity to be engaged in diversity.
You're a liar. That's not what CRT is all about at all. Mr. Producer, would you please send Sheila Jackson Lee a copy of my book? I don't choose to sign it, but nonetheless, please send her a copy of my book. Seriously. Go ahead.
I know that this words that I am saying now in the most calm way will be mutilated by the right-wing media. That is all they do. They do not act in truth, and they do not...
Oh, come on now. We don't mutilate what you say. We just expose what you say. You mutilate what you say. Go ahead.
Provoke truth. They try to provoke people. And we have we've been so busy trying to step away from that we saw what happened on January 6th.
Yes, and we saw what happened in the summer of 2020. Day in and day out. Did you see that, Sheila? May I call you Sheila? Or Shelley? What would you prefer? Yes, did you see that? Did you see the brutalization of the police, the burning of these small businesses, many of them minority owned? I don't remember you taking the lead on this. Sheila, may I call you Sheila? I think I will. Go ahead.
Congressman Raskin said they came.
Congressman Raskin, he's as red as they are. His father was a big time red. So, of course, you're quoting Raskin. Why don't you quote like one of the founders? Oh, I can't quote them, you know. But Raskin, absolutely. Why don't you quote Marx? That would be interesting. Go ahead.
They beat, they attacked, they called names, and they made a mockery of democracy.
Well, that Congressman Raskin's something else, boy. I'll tell you what. He's fantastic. Tell me again, Rich. Oh, you want me to interrupt this genius of this woman with a commercial? Come on now. Go ahead, continue with her.
Attack the citadel of democracy. That is not what we're doing here in this hearing.
Do you notice how they build up the country that they hate? I thought she was with the Black Lives Matter crowd and the Antifa crowd and the rest of the crowds that keep attacking our country. That America, didn't she just endorse critical race theory, which is an entirely racist ideology born from fruitcakes and nuts in the 1970s, out of the halls of Harvard Law and other places? The whole point is to attack our country. The whole point is to destroy our country, to start over, because the country is a white-dominant society. And then she says, this is the citadel of democracy. Did she not just say that, Mr. Producer? It's the citadel of democracy. I thought it's the citadel of a white-dominant society. Please make up your minds. Such as they are. Well, she definitely deserves to be reelected, if you ask me. How about you folks? In any event, Asra Nomani continues. Cut 16, go.
But how did this happen? How did we go from this ideology of critical race theory that says that we must look at all of society through the lens of race and then become this? How to be an anti-racist, in which this ideologue says that we can only, can you imagine this? Correct past discrimination by present discrimination. What kind of a country is this? That is not the kind of country that my father came to. Critical race theory and education. That's why we have this at TJ. And then they are reaching for our little babies. Woke baby, anti-racist baby. What are these concepts? These are concepts for racism.
She's right. We've spent a lot of time in this program advancing this position and explaining what critical race theory is throughout the nation. We've had a lot of great men and women who have been scholars, who've written about it, posted about it. We took this and we ran it throughout the country. Night after night, day after day, to expose what was happening to your kids right here behind this microphone. Right here behind this microphone. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Well, we have Jen Psaki on MSLSD, and people are saying, you know, Joe Biden gave this long speech monotonous speech, and yet he couldn't find 15 seconds to acknowledge the 13 brave men and women who died in Afghanistan because of his debacle. His debacle. He's calling out everyone else. He's concocting phony heroes. He's doing a, but he couldn't mention those 13. And Jen Psaki was called on this. Cut 18, go.
What you heard the president talk about last night is the importance of democracies prevailing over autocracies, of standing up and believing that that is what makes us strong.
Hey, dummy. He didn't mention the 13. We don't want to hear autocracies, democracies. Why didn't he mention those 13 men and women? Go ahead.
This country and being united abroad. That is very much what the theme of his January 6th speech was just 6 weeks ago. And how
Who asked about January 6th, you idiot? Go ahead.
Should be thinking about this period in our own history. So look, a speech like the State of the Union, it's hugely important. It doesn't have the time to touch on everything that is a priority.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were so busy talking about redistributing wealth, pushing Bernie Sanders' agenda, lying through both out of both sides of our mouths to the American people. We didn't have time to mention the 13 heroes who died because of Joe Biden, and that's the truth. This administration is sickening. It's absolutely sickening. Mr. Producer, is the caller? Is there a caller to whom I shall speak? Friend or foe? Regular or irregular American? Go right ahead. XM Satellite, Asheville, North Carolina. Bill, how are you, sir?
Mr. Bill. Levin, yeah. You are a great constitutional freedom fighter. Please keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I wanted
that
to
it?
Say that okay. Whenever you... What, go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Whenever you, President Trump, and other clear-headed conservatives talk about Vladimir Putin is not insane, he's not stupid, you are spot on 100% correct.
But we also say he's evil and diabolical and genocidal, ignore that, don't they?
They do. They have something invested in making it seem like he's not that serious a threat, and that's the mistake, because he is a threat. He's a serious threat. I met him in Moscow in 2000 at his inauguration, and it was like my hand was invaded by evil microbes. Mm-hmm. He's electrifyingly evil, and the only person more almost as evil as he was Yasser Arafat. We're talking about people that are he's a bully coward. He's now messing around with the Ukrainians are wonderful people. He makes them sound like they're Russians. They're not Russians at all. Russians are stone cold and very hard to get to know.
Boy.
Ukrainians are warm people. And we can't let these people.
How about the Italians? You know, the mayor of Chicago was sliming and smearing Italians, people of the Italian ancestry and ethnicity.
Well, she's just a lunatic.
And she says she is the biggest D in Chicago.
Well,
I think she might.
The lunatics are Lori Lightfoot and Kamala Harris.
Lori Lightweight. Yeah,
now,
she really is grotesque. Yes, go right ahead. How dare you attack the greatest vice president in history? Don't you understand? She's a historical figure.
No, she's not a historical figure. This is They're all surrounded by subhumanoids. They're destroying our country, and we cannot let them leave Ukraine hanging and being slaughtered. Remember,
I know it's driving me nuts. I can't sleep at night thinking about this Ukraine stuff. I really can't. How those people are being brutalized. How all they needed was weapons to defend themselves. It just drives me nuts to watch a free people who want to live in a peaceful situation, how they're treated like this. Thank you, my brother. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truck driver friends. And we stand with you, Ukraine. We stand with you.